Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 33. It's a Tuesday, January 10th, 2017. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, welcome to our show. And it's our second show of the week, I think. Show of the year. Yeah, that's right. And many things have happened already. And like last night, it was the Golden Globes, was it last night?
Yeah, that was...
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. Did you watch it? I didn't.
Golden Globes was Sunday, wasn't it?
It was Sunday. Yeah. And I just saw some news and everything. That's all I did. It's very political.
Everybody's been reposting stuff.
Yeah, that's right. So last weekend was kind of busy for us because we just, hung out with my friends. Yeah, like, you know, Ray, Ryan here. We went out because I was bored. I was bored Saturday.
Small circle.
It's a small circle, yeah, with Jim and Marvin too. So it was really a boring Saturday for me. I didn't do much. Friday I was just home, and then Saturday I was just not doing anything, so I might as well hang out with you guys. So
we went and eat Vietnamese.
Yeah, we did. It was a pretty good restaurant. We should go there next time.
He was back there swatting flies and zapping them with his little racket fly zapper.
Oh, was he really?
Yes. And I kept looking at my food and saying, some of these black spots, some of these little black gnats he's killing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. So I did get a good idea, though. So guys who are listening right now, okay, if you're going to eat Vietnamese food, I think a good idea is having a soup, a small pho, like whatever you have, just a small, and then get a sandwich with it. So that's one of the best ideas I've ever seen. Because usually either you get just the sandwich, the banh mi, or you get just the soup. But having both of them looks good, but then it'll make you fat.
You were fat before Christmas, so don't even try it.
Oh, that's right. Thank you, Ray. Okay, so... what have you been up to, Ray? What have you been watching? Have you been watching some TV shows lately, Ray?
I've been watching Beyond, which is a new one that just started.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the one with the guy with the powers?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's kind of interesting. It's the guy that did Heroes is producing this show. So.
I see.
Catching up. Well, I'm starting the new season of Shadowhunters started, so I've been watching that. And
is that the one with the gay warlock?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
With what's his name playing the gay warlock? Although they're not very convincing as gay guys.
He's not convincing to be gay.
Yeah. Shroom.
Why the two butch? Jr. Why is there two butch?
It's just he's like, it's you can tell he's acting. It's not for real. Really.
Exactly.
He's play acting.
So there's a difference between straight acting and gay acting. Yes. He's too gay acting, is that
no,
what
it
is?
No, you can just tell it's not gay. So. But anyway, so I've been watching that. We went and saw the movie Underworld Blood Wars.
How'd you like it? Pretty good?
I'd say stay at home and save your money and
oh, really?
Get Underworld? Off somebody's Plex. Or
did you ever watch the original, the first few
Underworld?
Yeah, I watched
all of them.
How many are they, two?
This is four?
Okay. Yeah. I know of two.
And they set it up for a five.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. And you have to kind of watch the third one to understand what happened.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So the third one is the one with the hybrid? Or the second one was with the hybrid? Second one was the hybrid. Yeah. Anyway, so interesting. So I myself am excited to finish Blacklist. I think they have three more episodes for this season. And I got to watch the ninth episode last Thursday. And coming up soon. And it's pretty good. It has that person of interest feel of it, you know, some kind of it's an anti-hero, Blacklist, starring James Spader, and he walks around, you know, he's a criminal and everything. So it's pretty good. I think the Blacklist, I highly recommend it. And also now I'm catching up on Westworld. Ray, you haven't seen any Westworld yet?
Yes, I have. I'm about halfway through Westworld. And I got to finish it. I ain't had time.
Yeah, me too.
I keep forgetting to go watch it when I'm bored. Like, I need to watch something to watch.
I watch it when I'm, you know, when I'm on my stepper and everything. And I think I'm on episode 7 right now. And I see so many dicks. Well, not too many, but I see, you know, very impressive dicks and some...
I don't remember seeing all this dick that you're talking about.
Really?
In Westworld.
But you know,
maybe I wasn't far enough in.
You know, it's kind of distracting. It's coming to a point that it's really a distraction already. That when somebody's naked, you get to focus on the crotch instead of, instead of listening to the dialogue. Well, I listen to the dialogue while not looking at the character, but just looking at the, you know.
You're all about the D, ain't you?
Yep. Anyway, so before we go to our stories today, we would like to give a happy birthday to a well-known Blade Runner character, right?
That's right. Roy Batty. Yep, Roy Batty of Blade Runner was born on the 8th of January, 2016. So if any of y'all are Blade Runner fans, Roy is one of the androids,
yeah.
Or synthetic humans that comes back to Earth trying to extend his life. So, but he was born on January 8th, 2016. So.
Interesting. And he did that before with Back to the Future, when he went to the future, and some parts of it are, I think Judgment Day is coming. Judgment Day already for Terminator, Judgment Day already happened. You know,
I don't know, they keep changing the story.
They keep changing the story. But, you know, it happened in the future, blah, 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 that the machines took over, and it's supposed to be within this past few years.
I don't know. They keep changing it.
Okay.
Well, the apocalypse starts on the 20th, so.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to our stories, Ray.
Okay. This week's gay. While Ryan Gosling was winning, Ryan Reynolds and Andrew Garfield were kissing, so there's that. Sunday at the Golden Globes, while Ryan Gosling was walking up to the stage to accept his award for something or other, there was a thing happening that was honestly more important. But yeah, that's right. Ryan and Reynolds and Andrew Garfield were kissing. I don't know why it happened, and I guess what? I don't care, because it did. And now we have this gift for all of us to laugh. So you can go on the Gay Geek Bazaar page on Facebook and look at Ryan Reynolds and Andrew Garfield kissing. Now, I know why it happened.
What happened?
Well, Ryan Reynolds plays Deadpool, and Andrew Garfield played Spider-Man. And there's always been that sexual tension between the two
in the comic books. Okay.
Or there's one-liners about that him and Spider-Man always seem kind of a little gay character things going on. But I guess because – and they were both nominated with Ryan Reynolds. I mean, both nominated with with Ryan Gosling. So I guess since he won, they decided they would just kiss. And
you know what's funny about, you know, he always – I think they always – look, because whenever I see Ryan Gosling, Ryan Gosling,
yeah,
kind of looks like Reynolds, Ryan Reynolds.
No, Ryan Reynolds and Ryan Gosling look nothing alike.
They don't.
No,
but it's one of the jokes that they almost have the same feature. No, they don't.
No, nothing.
Anyway, okay, so yeah, let's look at the Gay Geek Bazaar page on Facebook, so you guys get to see them making out.
If you hadn't already seen it plastered all over Facebook,
yeah. Okay, so let's talk about penis poetry. Your penis has a story to tell. I know Ray's penis has a lot to tell, too. Is that right?
I took a shot and it cleared right up.
Okay, that's right. So according to Antonio da Silva and Andre Medeiros Martins, every penis has a story, and Martins writes on his lover's penises in order to tell it in his film Penis Poetry. So, from Accidental, Andre's words reflect how much our modern society glorifies an exhibition of the penis, how much we worship it. I just find this funny. How much we worship it, and how much social media and apps allowed us to share our most private parts with the world. The penis is no longer a taboo. It is art. It is a cult.
No, don't cut the penis.
No, cult. It's a cult.
Not cut. Okay, sorry.
But, you know, big, small, thick or thin, the penis is controlled by the brain. But many times it takes control of the brain. Yeah, it does. People think through their crotches, right? The penis displays an intelligence of its own, and it writes its own story. So it's in accidentalbear.com. So it's
So if you go look at the video, the preview of it, yes, you can see all the penis glory. And it is not safe for work because you actually see penis.
I like to see penis sometimes. Accidental. Yeah, okay.
I'm just happy when I can see my own penis.
That's right. And you do it using mirrors, right?
No.
Like a magician?
No.
Okay, so...
I can actually still look down and see it.
After you kind of fold a little? No?
Kidding. I had to put one of those like whalebone girdles on and tie it up pretty good, but I can still see it.
Oh, that's good. That's impressive. But just the head, right?
Just the head.
Okay, let's go to the Geek Ray. Oh, is it me or you? Oh.
I'll let you do this one since you got this one.
I got this one. Because
it's all about y'all Asian people and what y'all do, y'all. Keep it's my peeps.
No, actually, this is from Tokyo. But by the way, I'm Filipino. I'm not from Japan. Anyway, so our geek today is porn company opens VR rooms in Tokyo, virtual reality rooms. So Japan's most unfortunately named porn company, Soft On Demand. Of all the names, of all the American words they could use. Should be hard on demand. It's offering virtual sexy time at its newly opened location in Tokyo's Akihabara. I think Mike has been there before.
I bet he has.
So the establishment billboard states that Soft On Demand is offering a fulfilling environment, cleanliness, and views hotels at its rivals. The local rents rooms where folks can watch porn, DVDs, read manga, and surf the net in little rooms. According to the website Akiba PC Hotline, this SOD, Soft On Demand, the SOD virtual reality experience lets visitors enjoy a porn star in full immerse virtual reality, goggles and all. Akiba PC Hotline reports that there's currently a grand opening. There's going to be a ribbon cutting too. Grand opening campaign for this location, with per hour rental booths offering VR for free for a limited time only. So 1 hour is 550 yen. That's about $4.70 US dollars. And a full day course is $3,150 yen. That's $26.90. So I think, you know, if it's a full day and it's like a day in the spa, right? So in case you are wondering, the rooms are soundproofed. You know, in case the manga reading gets loud, right?
So my question: do they have the Japanese? Remember the little Japanese robot that would suck your masturbate you and suck you dry?
Oh, the. I think it's called the ejaculator.
The ejaculator.
It's not the ejaculator.
So I wonder if each room's equipped with the ejaculator to go along with the VR.
Yeah, but that'll be interesting. And then it simulates when it turns on, when the mouth comes in, and then.
Or do you take your wife there and y'all do a VR and you pick some hot chick to have sex with and she picks some hot guy to have sex with, and then you have sex with the VR equipment on and you think it's somebody else?
Ugh. That would be, I don't know. I'd probably go for the real thing if I were them, if they're a husband and wife.
If you could go in there and have sex with James Gandolfini, would you?
Oh, yes, definitely, yes. Oh,
you necrophiliac, oh, yeah. You oh, nasty right. bastard. Oh, my God.
Why? Because he's not alive anymore, I guess.
Oh, my God.
If he was alive, yeah, probably, I'd do him, yeah.
Well, speaking of sex acts that are taboo, let's jump on to the bazaar here.
Oh, God.
And this happened in Houston, Texas, folks. Houston, Texas. This shit usually happens.
It's in Harris County. Oh, yes. My God. It's very nearby.
Harris County deputy accused of filming sex act with a small dog.
It's even a Harris County deputy. Good God.
A sheriff's deputy is out on bond this morning, charged after he allegedly posted a video of himself performing a sex act with an animal. Not being an animal, having sex with an animal. Andrew C. Sesteta, Jr. is a 6-year veteran of the Harris County Sheriff's Office, most recently aligned to the Crime Control Division. Sestetia was immediately relieved upon duty upon arrest.
I'm sure he was relieved.
He was identified as a suspect during the course of an investigation managed by the Sheriff's High-Tech Crime Unit. Investigators were contacted about obscene material coming from an account in Harris County. An investigation reveals that Sesta was allegedly involved in producing obscene material online. Harris County Sheriff's Office wouldn't talk about the nature of the material. However, sources confirmed to Eyewitness News that Sesta was accused of posting a video involving bestiality. The video reportedly shows him involved in a sex act with a small dog.
He looks okay.
I know, he's really cute.
But then he likes dogs, apparently. He doesn't like bitches, but he likes dogs. Anyway, so it's really sad that something like this would happen in our neighborhood, Ray.
Well, I'm sure shit like that happens in your neighborhood all the time. They just don't get caught because they're not dumbasses that post the videos online.
That's true. Oh, which reminds me, Mike was telling me, I told Mike about this topic, and then I said, oh, yeah, I should talk about IML, because that's exactly what happened. Because when you go to IML, you have to sign this consent form that you're not going to be grossed out or whatever. There's some kind of disclaimer or or waiver that you have to sign when you go in, and you get to see these people getting tortured and being whipped and being mummified and everything, and being caged in and tied up. And then one of them, there's videos out there, and then there was this guy doing. We thought it was a girl, fucking him and everything. And then the camera was zooming out, and it turns out the guy was fucking a dog. And then everybody turned away because many people were just intrigued what it was. And then we saw, so the guy was fucking. Oh no, it's get out of here! So oh my God, I could just imagine Lassie. This guy doing this. Yeah, poor Lassie. Anyway, so it's really, it's kind of sick. It's animal abuse. Guys, don't do it. Okay.
Is it animal abuse if the animal enjoys doing it?
How do you know if it's abuse in any form?
Did the dog
object?
Did the dog put the paw up and say no?
But no, that's still it's just I just can't think about it, Ray. It's just gross. I mean, I don't know.
Which is worse, having sex with animals or dead people?
Oh,
you
won't
have sex with a dead person.
Oh, really? You wouldn't?
No, you were.
Oh, really? But no, it's just a fantasy if he was alive.
Oh, maybe this is a fantasy that this guy was having with his dog.
Ugh, gross, Ray. Okay, anyway, let's go to the next one, Ray. God, disgusting.
Next one's yours.
It's me again?
Yes, okay. I just did one.
Wait a second. Oh, that's right, you did one. Okay, all right. I don't know if there's any truth about this, Ray, because
it's true.
I don't...
It's a article posted on
Instinct. It's on the internet, so it's got to be true.
It's on Instinct Magazine, so it's a pretty reliable source.
All right, let's see if it... Guys, if you're listening, yeah, let us know if this happens to you, okay? Is getting off making you sick? Post-orgasmic illness syndrome. That's got to be the title of the show, Post-orgasmic illness syndrome. Post-orgasmic illness syndrome is, without a doubt, one of the most mysterious diseases we've ever come across. This currently untreatable condition called POIS, post-orgasmic illness syndrome, for short, was first identified in a 2002 study by Marcel D. Waldinger, a Dutch neuropsychiatrist and Drexel University professor of pharmacology. POIS causes men to experience flu-like symptoms after most or all of their ejaculations. You know what? I don't think this is true because I've ejaculated a lot and I don't feel this at all.
Well, you're not allergic to your own semen.
Oh, okay. Oh, maybe. Okay. So the onset of symptoms ranges from immediately to hours after our orgasm, and the severity of symptoms can vary, but they can include congestion, fatigue, feverishness, itchiness, irritability, memory and concentration issues, and muscle weakness, and can last for about 2 to 7 days. Most accounts describe POIS as possibly caused by an allergy to one's own semen. Okay.
Which is true, because people do have allergies to semen.
Okay.
Because I've seen several documentaries about women who are allergic to the husband's semen. In fact, they're so allergic to it that if their husband doesn't use a condom and ejaculates inside of them, it actually causes a chemical burn in their vagina.
Oh, wow.
And there was a ABC News story on 2020 one time about it, talking about how this couple, how they're dealing with that after all these years.
It is really sad if that happens. So what do you think if she swallows the semen?
She can't.
Then
she's allergic. Her body's allergic.
So
causes a chemical reaction.
Her throat will close up.
Yeah.
Just like a peanut allergy. Yeah. And then, okay. Yeah. Ooh, freeze. Maybe she found out the first time, I guess, and then her throat.
Well, no, the case that one that they talked about, the husband and woman were both virgins when they got married, so neither one of them knew anything about it.
Oh.
She just knew that every time they had sex, it was very, very painful.
Wow.
And at first she thought it was just because she was a virgin and didn't know any better. But after the honeymoon was over, they only were able to have sex like one or two times on their honeymoon, and she couldn't have sex anymore because she was hurting so bad. So
because she came in her all the time, I guess.
Well, yeah.
Must be Catholics.
Well, they were married and weren't using a condom, so.
I guess. But then if If she's in pain, oh my God, that means the only recourse is divorce and marry somebody else who.
No, they've stayed together and they've gone through this whole extensive thing to try to get her immune system so it doesn't have a reaction to his semen.
So when he ejaculates, he just needs to taste it once in a while. She just needs to taste it once in a while she would get used to it.
That's not how it works. So.
So she has to finger herself with the guy's penis, semen a little.
Once. No, they have to go spend all this money and do all these, this whole series of injections.
Oh, okay. The back thing, the mesh. Anyway, so where were we? Okay, so just to continue, just a little bit more, a little bit more of this. Yeah,
first identified in women. That's what you're up to.
So, first identified in women in 1958. This is the allergies on allergies. They're caused by a reaction to proteins in semen. POIS is not an allergy, says Waldinger, but a systemic autoimmune reaction expressing itself in multiple physical and mental problems. Both are caused by immune system overreactions, but this means that POIS is triggered by a different mechanism that is harder to pin down. Waldinger once tried to treat POIS in two of the 45 Dutch patients suffering from the condition he'd identified, using a method designed to reduce allergy symptoms, which he credits with causing the POIS as allergy confusion. Okay. So that's kind of, I added the confusion. So basically, he injected the men with increasing doses of their own semen in their skin, see, or their tongue, on a regular basis for years, which is, for years of treatment just to get over it, which is almost exactly how doctors treat semen allergies. That'd be horrible. They've also been attempts to reduce symptoms with allergy medications, like Benadryl, I guess. Yet, yeah, that's what the lady should do after fucking.
No, it doesn't work that way.
And then take Benadryl.
It doesn't work that way.
Okay. They've also been attempts to reduce
symptoms.
That's like
symptoms. Having a peanut allergy and your throat swelling up. And you're saying, oh, here's some Benadryl.
Would that work?
No, it does not. You still die.
You still die. Okay. Yet, despite promising results published in 2011, paper, Waldinger says he's abandoned this tactic, which he no longer thinks has any real promise and has no other idea for a cure in sight. That's in mensjournal.com. So this just means that right now, the best thing anyone can do to understand and combat POIS and help a small chunk of men to avoid unwanted celibacy, that would be horrible, to which many sufferers apparently resort, is to step forward if they have POIS-like symptoms, as some have started to do. So the more vocal and visible POIS becomes, the more impetus there will be for funding, research, and it's going to be important to have research to fix this problem. And the easier it will be to get a diagnosis and access to whatever treatments are eventually developed from your average doctor. So to every man out there, if you feel something terrible happening to your body after you orgasm, after you come on your face, say something. You have to say something when you come on your face. So you owe it to your fellow man to own up to orgasm-induced sickness. So I didn't know that this happens. I do understand that. I do remember that women, there are some people who are allergic to it, but it's kind of weird that you yourself would be allergic to your own bodily fluids. I mean, that's kind of, this is the first time I've heard of it, that you can, that can happen to
when
you.
When you orgasm, there's a whole bunch of chemical reactions that are happening. So it could be any one of those chemical reactions that's causing this.
So if you're the man from Nantucket and, you know, you can reach it and swallow yourself, you could die from this because you're allergic.
Well, I'm sure. If you're allergic enough.
If you're allergic enough, okay. It's kind of scary that you can do that.
Well, I have some of these symptoms after I orgasm. I usually just want to go to sleep.
That's right. But then you wake up.
Fatigued.
But then you wake up and then you're like a glazed donut because you have cum all over you. Or some you dry up. Or some, yeah.
Yeah.
Or whoever's in bed with you is all crusty and everything. You don't shower afterwards? I think you should.
Well, some people do. The rest of it's just wipe it off and roll over and go to sleep.
Yeah, probably it's if it's done every day. Okay, so What is happening this week? It's going to be a relaxing week, I guess. This weekend, there's nothing, there's not much activity we're going to do. Well, no, wait. We have somebody.
Joel comes to town.
Joel's coming to town. Joel is one of our artists. Well, not artists. One of my cameramen during my wedding back in July 2012. He was one of my cameramen who took took videos and pictures when Mike and I were getting married in the beach of Provincetown, Massachusetts. So, and of course, Ray was our solemnizer, and he was the one who married us, and it was great. Thank you, Ray, for being our justice of the peace that day. Yeah. But anyway, so Joel is going to come over this weekend, and maybe we'll hang out and some Facebook pictures with him, probably. We'll see. Joel's going to go out of town for that weekend, right?
He's coming here, and then we're going down to Galveston.
No, Saturday, okay. So. Hope you enjoy. I hope it's not too cold.
It's supposed to be in the 70s this weekend, so I doubt it.
Oh, good for you. Okay. All right. So thank you guys for listening. And if you want, a special thanks to Caesar for the great articles on the Facebook page. It's facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. And you can email us, email me and Ray and also Caesar at show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or you can call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Leave us a voicemail and we'll play it on the show.
Yes, and also, like I said, Facebook. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And we are on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio. And go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you guys next week. Bye.